Today, November the 14th, is Utility Scam Awareness Day. Here is Brian Oglesby of the Better Business Bureau serving West Florida.
Better Business Bureau serving West Florida is joining forces to shut down scammers and protect consumers on Utility Scam Awareness Day. We have joined forces with Duke Energy, Tampa Electric, and TECO People's Gas to help shut down these utility scammers and protect both consumers and businesses out there in the Tampa Bay community. Gas and electric utility companies also across North America are working together as part of a week-long campaign focused on identifying the tricks scammers use to steal money from consumers and businesses and how these consumers and businesses can protect themselves. These scammers do pose as utility representatives, and they use a variety of tactics such as email, coming in person to your door, and even contacting you over the phone to target both families and businesses to steal their money and even worse, their identity. The Better Business Bureau itself has seen a rise on utility scams reported to BBB Scam Tracker from Floridians in the last 3 years. What we found is scammers are frequently threatened Florida residents and business owners with deactivation if they don't pay up immediately. And many times these cons involve promises of energy discounts with the end goal in taking their money, stealing their personal information, or even their account details. Studies from the Better Business Bureau 2017 Scam Tracker Risk Report from reports that consumers have provided to BBB Scam Tracker did find that those who were victims of a utility scam, the average consumer lost $500. Now, Duke Energy is the founder of the Utilities United Against Scams Collaborative, and Tampa Electric and People's Gas are also members of this. This group consists of 114 gas, electric, and water utility companies across the country and even in Canada, and members of the organization work across the utility industry and work with regulators, work with the Better Business Bureau, work with law enforcement, even other telecommunication partners to help stop scams targeting utility customers. There are common scam tactics, and Better Business Bureau and TECO and Duke both want to provide you with ways that consumers can protect themselves. Now, common scam tactics that these utility scammers will use. The first one is power disconnection threats. This is where consumers may receive threats to turn off the electric service, usually very quickly in less than an hour, if a large payment is not made. Another threat they may present you with is what's called immediate payment request. Consumers are asked to quickly purchase a prepaid debit card and provide the card information, which grants the scammer instant access to personal funds. Some scammers may also request a money wire. Scammers will also make calls that appear to be from your utility company. They may actually rig and spoof your caller ID to make it look like it's a call from your service provider. They have even duplicated the utility's upfront interactive voice response system, so when consumers call back the phone numbers that they saw on the caller ID, it sounds like a legitimate phone number from the utility company. So be aware, make sure that you look at your bill and call your utility company directly from your billing. It's also important that we encourage consumers who suspect a scam to first of all hang up, call that utility company immediately, again on that phone number listed on your bill. Also call your local police department and report the incident to them. And then most importantly, report it to BBB Scam Tracker at bbb.org/scamtracker, and this helps warn other consumers and gets that information out there in the community. You never want to dial the phone number the scammers provided to you. You also never want to pay over the phone if immediate payment is demanded to avoid disconnection. Customers with delinquent accounts do receive an advanced disconnection notification notice from their utility companies, and never a single notification an hour before disconnection. That is the biggest tip-off to this rip-off, is that it asks you to act now and pay quickly, or they'll disconnect, and that's a big red flag. Also know that utilities never ask or require a customer with a delinquent account to purchase a prepaid debit card to avoid disconnection. consumers are able to make their payments online, make their payments by phone directly with the utility company, set up automatic bank drafts, or even mail their payment by phone. Your utility company is not going to ask you to go to a local store, get a money card or a gift card to make that payment. So be aware if that's being asked of you. So it's also important to know how to identify when utility workers are conducting work on or near your property. And the first thing consumers need to be aware of is if a consumer questions whether the person is a legitimate utility representative, it's okay to contact the utility company first to verify their identity and the reason for their visits. You always want to ask them for identification as well. Employees of Duke Energy, Tampa Electric, and Peoples Gas will carry company-issued identification, and they will be proud to show that to you and identify that they work for those companies. Now, in some instances, representatives from private companies may be working in your area on behalf of your utility company as a contractor. So if they do not have an official identification card, it's important to ask for their name and the reason for their visit, and then contact the utility company to verify the information. It's always important to trust, but also verify, and contact the source to verify that. Consumers should not let anyone into their home unless they have verified their identity or have scheduled an actual visit through the utility company in advance. Consumers are also able to call the police immediately if they believe the person is an imposter. Now, there's many different resources to follow up with great tips and information as consumers. For additional scam awareness resources, always visit bbb.org/scam tips. Duke Energy provides resources at duke-energy.com/stop-scams. Or information from TECO, Tampa Electric, you can visit tampaelectricblog.com/don't-get-scam. For more information, simply you can always visit bbb.org, and the Better Business Bureau will provide you with all the resources and information if you're unsure of what to do, who to call, or how to respond to a situation. Contact your Better Business Bureau, and we'll be here to answer any questions and help you as a consumer or a business in this marketplace. Brian Oglesby, Director of Public Relations and Outreach, Better Business Bureau, serving West Florida.